Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done.
Welcome to the art of going your own way. Where the fuck have you been? You guys know where I've been. I've been working my ass off. Getting my folks moved in. Unloading fucking boxes. Running shit over to donation centers. Just trying to consolidate and move shit around just so their stuff fits and they got a downsize. So I've been helping them do that, and half my garage is filled up right now and trying to get that taken care of. Get ready for the dark winter that's coming. Did you hear that it's now January 4th for the mandates, but the 5th District struck it down or put a pause on it, and Biden came out and said, fuck it, do it anyways. You do it anyways. Trying to kill people much, are you? She's going down, boys. She's going down. What do? You get prepared. Are you one of the ones that are going to make it through to the other side? I've made some good friends, and we'll see how the future plays out. Now, remember that video I did a while back called She'll Suck Your Dick for Food? So I'm starting to see that now. Had to stop by a local gas station to get gas for the mower and the snow blowers. And yeah, I got two snow blowers, a big ass one and a small one. Because sometimes it's light snow where I'm at and sometimes it's heavy snow. And yeah, at the end of this, I'll throw a video on of me driving around in the goat, just so you get a feel for it. Put it in storage. You know, it gets a little chilly where I'm at, and you got to watch out for mice. So threw down a bunch of bounce dryer sheets, some mothballs, and mouse traps in my storage garage, because you don't want them getting in there and chewing shit up. So hopefully that'll be good. I put trickle chargers, battery floaters on the batteries for the vehicles that I got stored there. Got the cycle in, being worked on. Got the tank back. It's been sealed. So now just waiting. Hopefully I'll get that cycle back in my garage here in a week or two. And then it'll be ready for spring, depending on what spring brings. Now, mind you, there's a couple different reasons why I wanted that cycle. One, it's old. Two, to save it from the scrap heap. Three, because it uses very little gas and you can go a long way in it. So for just running around a couple different places fast, yeah, it's not the best for protection, but it is what it is. Oh, yeah, back to the whole she'll suck your dick for food story. So while I was at the gas station, there's a pregnant woman there, a blondie, attractive. But apparently she's got some fucking problems because she's fat belly and the people at the place are bitching at her about, hey, last time you were here, we caught you shooting up with a needle in the bathroom. You're not using the bathroom here. So as I'm walking out, well, I kind of had a little bit of an altercation with some dickhead that cut me off into the gas line. And I said, that was kind of a dickhead move, buddy. He's like, I've been circling around here for 6 times. I'm like, yeah, but I was ahead of you. I actually was in line and you cut me off. Kind of a dick move. Just an older douchebag. Anyways, I had to go in because I need some 2-cycle oil. And you know, got to enjoy those smokes while I can get them. But anyways, I digress. As I'm walking out, I go to the guy, have a good day. I said, you have a good day. I'll be the bigger man here. And even though I was the dick who said you're a dick for being a dick, but whatever, semantics again. So I said, you know, have a good day. And of course, druggy chick was ahead of this guy. And she goes, you have a good day too. Well, honey, if you vaxxed up, your baby's probably going to be stillborn, dead, or other shit going on. And you shooting up crack or whatever the fuck you're doing, heroin, some kind of junky shit, good luck to you. Oh, interesting thing is I pulled up and parked, and there was a car across the street. Spitting image of my daughter. She was on the phone. She looked at me, and then she looked away, and she didn't look that way again. And then she drove off, and I'm like, well, there's my daughter. What does she want? So, yeah, life is interesting, boys and girls. Tonight I'm going to the watering hole. Try to win some meat raffle stuff. I got a stocked freezer, but I'll fit more in there. Did a crock pot corned beef yesterday. Boy, that's fucking delicious today. Started it yesterday anyways. Yeah, my folks are pretty much moved in. My mom's going through boxes. My dad really can't handle too much stuff right now, so this is going to be interesting. My mom, I think I told you, has Parkinson's, and she shakes a lot, and her toes are curling up on one foot, and she asked me if I would rub her feet, so I did, and I loosened them up. Because I tell you, if you got back problems, boys, it's in your feet. And if you go get a massage, you have them. Don't massage your back. It's a waste of time. Well, it feels good, but whatever. If you really want to loosen your back up, you have them rub the bottom of your feet. Look up reflexology. That shit works. That was one of the good things that Red had kind of taught me, is about the reflexology. And it does work. What else? Fuck, man. Been up since 4 a.m., working like a fiend. You know, I took a shit ton of days off of work. I'm burning all my vacation because of the fucked up way the world is. I go back on Thursday and see what the hell's happening. Try to get some shit done. You know, I'm going to go out just as a good worker. And if they want to fuck me over, then I guess I get fucked over on that. But, you know, I got a call from the guy that I had talked to. And, you know, I told him my situation. Told him I was going to be on vacation because I'm moving shit. And he's like, well, you know, I want to hear back from you as soon as possible. So I said, all right, you know, once I get freed up here from doing this shit and moving my folks in, then I'll give you a shout. And a fucker emails me a couple days later. Hey, I'd really like to talk to you again. Maybe I told you this. Maybe I didn't. I don't remember. It's the last couple of weeks. Last month has been a whirlwind. Hence, you haven't heard from your buddy too much. I have gotten the goat out to drive around a few times during the nice weather, but obviously she's in storage now. I picked up two new wheel cylinders. I got to replace the front passenger side wheel cylinder because it's got a leak in it. I'll do that in spring. Had to pick up a new alternator. Do that in spring. But I tell you, the time that I've had, I've probably gotten a good 5-6 hours of drive time in that car. I like it. Like it a lot. Just fun to drive. What else? Well, it's going to be quite... Oh, yeah, back to rubbing my mom's foot and stuff. So, I'm sitting there carrying up boxes 2 days ago, and my back's breaking. I'm just fucking tired, and my mom says, "Hey, Taugiel, can you rub my feet again?" And I'm like, I kind of rolled my eyes a little bit because I got fucking boxes in my hand. I'm tired. And I go, "Yes." Well, forget I asked. I'm like, "No, don't do that shit. I'm just tired right now. I'm happy to do it. I'll get it done." I said, "You got to give me a minute." So I went right downstairs, jumped on Amazon, looked for a shiatsu foot massager. Fucking placed that order, 5 stars. Gonna be here tomorrow, actually. And then guess who's off the hook for giving foot rubs? This guy. Who's got 2 thumbs and's off the hook for giving foot rubs? This guy. Oh, fuck. Yep, I'm looking forward to a fucking beer tonight. And just hanging out with my buds. Did a swing dance type deal. Took Widow. Danced with Widow on stuff. She's an alright dancer. She's got some moves to learn and shit. And but, you know, I know a lot of the people that were at this swing dance. And so I got to dance with 3 or 4 other women. And, you know, it's not what you think. They have husbands or partners and stuff. And it's, but boy, had a lot of fun. There are some, you know, Widow needs work. But successive ranking, the dance partners that I danced with got better and better. And people were coming up to me and go, "Man, you're a good dancer." Hey, what can I say? I took ballroom dancing in college. And I'm not afraid to get out there and shake my moneymaker. So, I don't give a shit what people think. I don't fucking care. Sitting at the bar last night after doing a bunch of work. Yes, your buddy's becoming an alcoholic. No, I'm not. I just need some R&R time just to sit, have a couple beers, relax after working fucking hard. But, yeah, the vax mandate came up in a conversation, and, you know, I tell you, some of these people that you kind of wouldn't think would have done it, they fucked, "Well, I've got my second one. I mean, why won't you? Are you afraid to go out and get it?" I said, it's not about being afraid or not to go out and get it. It's about it being pushed and coercion with losing a job if you don't get it. If you look at the whole pandemic, what we had for a year or so, minimal deaths. Now that the vaccines have started, look at the huge spike in deaths. Some can you make the correlation, dumb fuck? No. Well, let's see, a couple other things. Oh yeah, I've completely shut down as far as caring. I do care about other people, don't get me wrong. But I am steeling myself for the death that is about to befall us. I've tried to get ready, and if it doesn't, hey, great, that's awesome. But death is all around. What, VAERS? 18,000 deaths so far, almost 19,000 deaths last I looked at it. 875,000 adverse reactions. Myocarditis, where your heart swells. By the way, you got myocarditis? Good luck. You maybe got another 5 years before you drop dead. And now they're injecting that into kids. You're going to see over the next 5 years a huge spike in dead from the young ones. Those that do manage to survive are going to be infertile. Oh, I was sitting down with another blondie yesterday. Older woman. She's a spinner. She is good looking. Nice
tight body. You want to know that for when she kicked out four kids when she was younger. But boy, she's got a nice, tight, good-looking body. Well, you trying to pick her up and get in her pants? I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. I don't know. I'm not ruling anything out. But I'm not ruling anything in either. Just talking about stuff with her. And she goes, you know, I really like you. You're a very wise man. She thinks, in a previous conversation, I said, how old do you think I am? And she goes, 40, 42 maybe. And I said, oh, well, thank you for that. Why? And I gave her the finger up, like, keep going. Eventually, she got it. I'm not going to tell you where it's at. But she goes, you look really good for your age. Yeah, I smoke too much, I drink too much, I eat too much, whatever. I got my little start of my winter pot belly going. Dumb fucker. I took off all that weight, and now, of course, it gets cold and dark early and all that shit, and, you know, and then instead of drinking the smart beer, you know, the low-cal shit, no, I like the thicker, darker, tastier beer in winter time. Give me a good stout or a nice tasty IPA that's on the darker side. And that shit'll pack the pounds on. But once spring rolls around, it happens to me every year, gentlemen. Fucking get like that every year. I do still have the old exercise bike that now that I've gotten everything rearranged, I had to move it off to the storage room for a little bit so I could get this shit in here. And then I took it right out again. Now it's sitting in my bedroom. So I'm going to be treadmilling that motherfucker, even though it's a cycle. You know what I'm saying. Cut me some slack. I am fucking tired. I'm tired, but I feel really good. Just because all this body work, moving shit, running around. It's not a dull moment lately in your buddy's life. I feel this sense of urgency, too, just to get shit done as quick as possible. Not leave things hang out there and take care of business. I used to be a little bit of a procrastinator when I was younger. Not anymore. If it needs getting done, I'm fucking on it and doing it. You know, well, you know, we can do that stuff in spring. I'm like, well, I'm picking up the parts now. Well, why don't you just get them in spring? Because they're going to be either way more expensive or inaccessible in spring because of the supply breakdown. And, you know, I can change the alternator myself, and I can change the wheel cylinder. Thanks. You're welcome. That's how fucking tired I am. Oh, shit. How long have I been awake? A long time. Me been awake a long time. Well, gentlemen, that's about all I got for right now. World's fucked up, falling apart. You gotta nullify this shit. Stand up and say no. You can't untake the shot. You can't untake it. Nefarious shit is behind that shot. If you've been like your buddy Taugio, or if you've been listening to me for a long time, I've been telling you, get ready. Stock up your pantry, pay off your bills, understand what money is, get some shiny objects, get protection, not just the rubber kind, but you know what I'm saying, because it's coming. Well, with that said, I wish you a good day. There is an art to going your own way. When things kind of mellow out a little bit more, I'll probably be doing some more recording. Because, hey, you know what? your buddy might have quite a bit of time on his hands. And I'm not looking forward to jumping into a new job right away. I've set myself up. And, you know, companies can't even hire people of my caliber or quality. They can't find them. They can't find them. You know why that is? It's because those people are like me. They've gotten stocked up. They don't need to work. Or they're surfing the system for a while. And you know what? Your buddy may just surf the system for a while because I've paid into it. I feel like when I was a young man now, where I didn't have any debt. I really didn't have any cares in the world. All I needed was enough money to put gas in my tank and to buy some Taco Bell back in the day. I won't eat that shit. I haven't eaten Taco Bell or really any kind of fast. I take that back. I stopped at a fast food chicken place and had some chicken strips about 2 weeks ago. But that is a rarity if I ever do that. Was doing so much gosh dang running around. I usually come home and make something, have something to eat. Or I do a healthier choice of what I'm going to have. God damn, you just keep going and going, don't you?
Oh, yeah, well, you know, I thought there was more I wanted to tell these guys. Haven't talked to them for a while.
Yeah, shut the fuck up already and let them get on with their day, too. Well, all right, then. Remember, there is an art to going your own way. Enjoy the goat drive video at the end of this if you want to see it. It's from a couple days ago. All right, take care, gentlemen. Peace. Welcome to the art of going your own way. Well, I don't know how this is going to work, being that this is a four-speed, so let's see what we can do here. Hold this up and fucking shift and drive. Up, gentlemen. Make sure the cars are coming. There we go. Not too bad on the shifting, but yeah. Fucking A. Give you a little quick ride, boys and girls, in the beast. All right. Peace. I'll continue on audio.